All right. Ice cream. Love that ice cream. That's essential to life, isn't it? I'm glad whoever come up with that, a freezing ice cream or milk to make ice cream, did so well with it, because it sure is good. Well, Jesus also made clear that there's bread. How many of y'all like bread? Anybody like pumpkin bread? All right. How about just good old bread for toast? And I know some people that are sitting very far away from you that like French toast. We got some folks that like French toast. Bread's good. Bread is good for life. If you have your Bible tonight, let's turn to John chapter 6. In verse 30 of John 6, we read, "Therefore they," speaking of those who were around Jesus, "what sign will you perform then that we may see it and believe you?" Now that's an interesting question, because Jesus had already been doing things that caused those people to believe. But they hadn't paid attention. And sometimes it's hard to pay attention. Even when there's something really cool going on. If I were to say, underneath here is something really exciting that you got to see, and it can even make noises, would that get your curiosity? But what happens when we're curious? We want to know, but pretty soon, if we don't find out quickly enough, then our interest declines. Well, that's seemingly what happened to the people that were trying to follow Jesus. They were interested for a while when they would catch on to what he was doing, or the news was spread about him doing something like healing folks or even doing miracles, and then their interest would seem to wane or to fall off, particularly when he challenged them in their thinking. Now, it's interesting in John chapter 6 that after they asked the question, Jesus said in verse 32, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Now, Jesus is going to make known to these people that he is bread. Now, how many of you all have seen the Pillsbury Doughboy? Now, there's some folks sitting here that might think I'm beginning to look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. But I assure you, I don't have the white suit. Not at least till I get covered with snow. How many of you have seen the Pillsbury Doughboy? You know what I'm talking about? Well, and they used to advertise. See, generation changes. He was the guy that advertised flour that you make up bread with. And so folks would want to go out and buy the products so they could make the things to eat. Well, Jesus is going to tell them that he has something for them to eat, but they're not going to quite want to digest what Jesus is talking about here. Because he says in verse 35, "I am the bread of life." If I were to walk up to Marvin and I'd say, "Marvin, you want some French toast?" And he says, "Sure." And I say, "Okay, well, I'm your French toast." Now, what do you think he would think of me? No, cuckoo. That's right, exactly. And that's not going to work, is it? Well, Jesus says, "I'm the bread of life, and he who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. And all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out." And so he goes on and talks about the importance of believing in him, particularly in verse 40. But then, verse 41, "Then Jews complained about him, because he said, 'I am the bread which came down from heaven.'" I remember one time when I was younger that my mama worked really hard baking, putting together some kind of banana nut type bread. And it did smell pretty good in the oven. But the problem was it stayed in the oven too long. How many of y'all have had something that's been in the oven way too long? What happens when it's been in the oven too long? It burns and it gets real crusty and charcoaly. And charcoal's good for cooking steaks on or meat or something like that, but not good to eat, is it? But foods can quickly, like bread, turn to charcoal. And so Mom worked hard putting that together and putting it in the oven, but unfortunately, it got charcoaled. But you know what my mama did? She didn't take that and throw it away like we were expecting. She took that out, and she took a knife, and you know what she did? She cut it. And she cut it into pieces. And you know what kind of pieces she cut it into? Not little bitty thin ones. She cut it in big pieces. Now, normally getting big pieces is a pretty good idea, right? Well, this wasn't a good idea because you know what's wrong with those pieces, right? Charcoal. But she cut them into big pieces and she gave us all one of those big pieces of charcoal. And called it something. I forget what even what it was. Well, you know what we did as kids? Did you think we said, "Thank you, Mom, for all your hard work and fixing that good food for us. This is going to be wonderful." Do you think we said that? No, you're correct. No, you're right. We did not do that. You know what we did? We started complaining. Yes, we complained. We weren't thinking about whether or not it hurt Mom's feelings or not. We weren't thinking about all the effort that she might have put into that. All we could think about was, "Oh, we don't want to eat this. It's burnt." And instead of being nice and soft, it went crunch, crunch. It was real easy to complain. Well, these Jews, they complained also. And they complained because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." Have you ever had somebody throw candy at you? What do you do when they throw candy out at parades? You want to pick it up, right? It's free food, right? And it's good food. Well, they were complaining when Jesus said, "I'm the bread." Here he was, he's had something for them, but they don't want it, so they complain. And then verse 43 says, "Jesus therefore answered and said to them, 'Do not murmur among yourselves.'" What do people do when something goes wrong that they don't like? Do y'all ever do anything when something happens you don't like? Do you ever complain about it? Do you ever start talking to somebody else about it? Did you hear what happened? And then you start telling, "Oh, Mom burnt the bread." That's no fun, is it? That's what they were doing. They were murmuring among themselves. Then Jesus says something interesting in verse 44. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." So Jesus is offering them something wonderful, but they're still in the mood of, "I don't like this." And because of that, they're not able to see what Jesus is presenting as truth. And he says in verse 45, Scripture says, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." Verse 46, "Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God." He has seen the Father. "And most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." Then verse 48, adults, what do we read? Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." What happens when we eat a lot of bread? Well, one thing, we don't go hungry, do we? Now, how do you like your bread? How many of you like bread toasted with jelly? Anybody like peanut butter and bread? How about bread and mustard? Anybody like that? No? How about bread and strawberry jam? That gets to be good, doesn't it? I'm going to make people hungry now, aren't I? Well, Jesus is the best of the bread. If you can think of the best way that you could ever eat bread, Jesus is better. And do you know what makes Jesus better? Because he's the bread that gives us something that is more important than this life. He gives us life eternal. Are y'all wanting to live forever? Me too. I want to live forever because I want to enjoy all these folks forever in heaven. I want to be with them forever in heaven. And not only that, be with Jesus. And you know what's really great about heaven? We're going to be there forever and ever, and it's going to be wonderful. It's not just going to be a vacation. What happens when we go on a 2-week vacation and 2 weeks ends? We go home, don't we? This vacation isn't going to end. It's going to be wonderful. And so Jesus says, I have the way. But yet they're complaining. They're complaining that Jesus is saying, I have the way. In fact, verse 52 says, therefore the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? See, they're having a hard time understanding what Jesus is saying. Because they weren't looking properly at what Jesus was saying. Do y'all ever have a hard time understanding what's being said? Sometimes the teachers will get up and they'll say something and they'll go, this, and plus this, and this. And that sounds like algebra and math and geometry all rolled up into one. And what do sometimes we do? We go, I didn't get that. They didn't get it. And why do sometimes we not get it? Why don't we sometimes get what's being said? Well, we might not be listening. We might not be thinking the same thing. Our mind might be distracted. Or sometimes we just don't want to learn. Well, they're of the type that don't like what's being said. And so they don't really want to hear it. They're having a hard time understanding, how can this man give up his flesh to eat? How can he be the bread of life? Well, Jesus goes on, verse 53, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, you have no life in you. And that boggles their mind. He goes on, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, my blood is drink indeed. And we're not even going to talk about that, because who wants to think about that part of it? Well, what's Jesus really telling them? That's what we want to think about. He is saying he's the bread of life. And of course, what do? When we partake of the Lord's Supper, adults, we partake of his flesh and his blood. And in them, we have eternal life. Because it is a memorial to what Christ did when he shed his blood on the cross. And truly, he is the bread of heaven. Verse 58, Jesus says, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your father ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. Now, that takes us to verse 60. The choice. People hear about Jesus. They're faced with the reality that Jesus offers eternal life. Some want to know more. They want to understand. And so if we want to know more about something, what do? We learn. We ask questions, right? If the teacher says something you don't understand, but you really want to learn it, what are you going to do? And ask questions. Well, unfortunately, Scripture tells us a therefore. That's kind of a conclusion. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? You see, they didn't quite comprehend all of what Jesus was saying. Part of it is they had their hearts hardened. They didn't want to. When Jesus knew himself and his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he has before? If the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. And what Jesus was telling them about the bread of life was what they needed to hear. But they did not want to see it. And unfortunately, verse 66 tells us, from that time, many of the disciples went back, walked with him no more. Are we to quit walking with Jesus? No. We keep walking with him. Why? What's he promising us if we eat his bread? Go to heaven. That will go to heaven. Great answer. So we commit our lives to eating of the bread that's better than anything else that we could eat. So when I think about now what we do when we take the Lord's Supper, I have to think about Jesus, don't I? Because he's truly that bread that makes the difference. Tonight, we want to extend the Lord's invitation. If you're here, subject to that invitation, now you've got a child of God, why not choose to eat the bread of life? Why not choose to partake of the Jesus who gave Himself so that you and I can come to the feast? And as Jesus said, all things are ready. Tonight, if we can assist you in any way, in any form, help you in making sure your life is right with Christ, then why not make that known as we stand and sing? Would you come? When this life is o'er, I'll find a way to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Our closing song will be 902, and then we'll have our closing prayer. Oh, yeah. And we'll do the Lord's Supper. You want to do that now? Yeah.
Could I see the hands again, please? Would you all please bow with me? Our most gracious, kind, and loving Heavenly Father,